This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, teed up at Landsberg Golf Club and the Florida Golf Trail. Landsberg Golf Club is one of seven courses on the Florida Golf Trail in the greater Tampa Bay area. And, of course, Landsberg Golf Club hosted the ninth event on the Todd Wright Tour, the Final Foursome, back on April the 1st. The Florida Golf Trail will also host the 10th event on the Todd Wright Tour coming up on July 8th at Bloomingdale Golfers Club. Limited spots remain. You can still sign up a full foursome. I also welcome you to sign up as a single, a twosome, or a threesome. But limited spots are available. I know it's only May, but I have a lot of repeat customers for my golf tournaments. And Florida Golf Trail is giving us a morning shotgun on July 8th for my 10th event. For all the details on the 10th event at only $59 per player, go to joebucksfan.com/golf. You can register and pay right there on the website. Landsberg Golf Club was also home to the City of Oldsmar charity golf tournament a couple Fridays ago that I was fortunate to win as part of the Tampa Bay Downs team. And I have since played the course one other time and very much enjoyed the condition of the greens at Landsberg Golf Club. There's actually more grass in the fairways than most places with our recent drought here in the Tampa Bay area. For your own tee time at Landsberg Golf Club, landsberg-golf.com or call 727-784-7333. 727-784-7333. The GM is Steve Martin. Tell him that Todd Wright sent you. Landsberg Golf Club, part of the Florida Golf Trail. This will be a quick podcast because I really only want to hit on three things that I think are significant right now. Number one has to do with Rob Gronkowski. Healthy enough to be cleared for some work. And, of course, his contract was recently restructured. This is all parties working together. Gronk doesn't want the Patriots to look at him, his injury history, his contract, and say, you know what, Rob, it's been fun, but we're moving on. Rob doesn't want to move on. I think the Patriots know that when he's healthy, he's a weapon. He is a good player to have on their football team. People identify him with the New England Patriots. I think Tom Brady likes him being on the New England Patriots. So I would imagine Gronk's going to end his career in New England. Let's hope it's later rather than sooner. But at the same time, from a fantasy standpoint, I need to see him play 13 or 14 full games of a 16-game regular season, and then I'll put him back on my draft board in 2018. For season-long leagues, I selected him very early, second round in a 14-team league last year. Loved him when he played, but then what do I do when he doesn't? And sure, you can fish around and grab a tight end off waivers in a must-play tight end type league, but I just didn't get second-round value. Now, sure, I could tell you, wait until the ninth round and pick Rob Gronkowski. You're not going to get him. You just aren't. Because there are going to be other owners that know the name, that know the personality, and know he's an exciting player when he plays, and they're going to take him. Let them do it. If they want to spend a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth-round draft pick in a season-long league on Rob Gronkowski at the tight end position, let them do it. If it pays off for them, wonderful. But they're doing it more on a leap of faith than anything. So I won't be drafted. I'll be playing Rob Gronkowski once his health merits me playing him in daily leagues. I will not be picking up Rob Gronkowski or even slotting him on my draft board for 2017. And that hurts because I like his Monster Energy beverage as well, which if you don't know, he told them he wanted it to taste like Red Bull and vodka, and that's what it tastes like. although there's no vodka in it. There's sugar in it. You can't get it sugar-free like a sugar-free Red Bull. But that's the story on the Gronk Monster Energy beverage. As far as... Breshad Perriman of the Baltimore Ravens. More and more, Perriman, I'm not saying he's moving up on draft boards, but let's just say, if you're sitting there come August, and you're looking for a good choice as a number four wide receiver on your roster, Perriman might be that type of guy. The Ravens made no draft picks at the wide receiver position. The news on Perriman is good. Who else is Flacco going to throw to? Mike Wallace, another year removed, did hit for some deep balls. I think Perriman is going to have the opportunity for most of the targets from Joe Flacco. And there's a lot of questions about the Ravens offense and what you can do from a fantasy standpoint. But I don't love Perriman as a wide receiver three. I think as a wide receiver four, he might be worth the risk. He might even be someone that goes undrafted in 8 or 10 team leagues and then is picked up on waivers after week one after, 98 yards, 8 catches, and a touchdown. But he's worth watching. I think he's worth slotting. He's worth projecting. And it's not like he's a big name where someone's going to jump and grab him as their number one or number two wide receiver, even in a 14 or 16 team league. The only other thing I want to talk about on the podcast this week is more and more the Chicago Bears added Victor Cruz. Mike Glennon keeps talking like the starting quarterback. Even PTI said, is Glennon naive? As a Jordan Howard owner who benefited from his play last year, I'm expecting some regression on Jordan Howard this year. The more I look at the Bears from a fantasy standpoint, the more I see a lot of untouchable people. You're just not sure how long Glennon can keep the job because you don't expect the Bears to win a lot of games early. They can pretty much cut ties with Glennon after this year. Heck, they could trade him at the trade deadline if they wanted to. They could trade him at the trade deadline to a team that has a quarterback injury and can't pull Tony Romo out of the booth after Romo's been very on CBS. So, but whether it's Reuben Randall or Marcus Wheaton or Victor Cruz, it just doesn't look like much. There will be someone that drafts Jordan Howard as their number one running back. I don't recommend that you do that. And I owned him last year, and I know how fine a line Jordan Howard walked between being, wow, a productive back, and maybe not even staying on the field. So, and defenses now are going to be wise to him. So, at this point, when I talk about teams where it's nice to have a player on the Patriots, it's nice to have a player on the Packers, it's nice to have a player on the Saints, it's nice to have a player on the Steelers. And then there are those teams where unless you're desperate, or you're sure, like, well, nobody else is going to get the ball and be productive, you shy away from New York Jets, you shy away from Cleveland Browns, you shy away from Buffalo Bills, you shy away from the Chicago Bears. And I know you can make a case for those teams I mentioned, Matt Forte last year, from the Bills standpoint, there was obviously value in Shady McCoy. That is an exception there. Cleveland, Gary Barnage, when Josh McCown was quarterback. I get that. And Crowell was an okay RB3/4. But point being, you'd rather not have to have guys on those teams at all. It's one thing Not that I play fantasy NBA, but you can have a productive fantasy player on a bad basketball team, because bad basketball teams are still going to score 80, 90, 100 points, even though they're not going to win. So there will be one or even two guys who will get their numbers. It's not as clear cut with bad football teams, especially a team that's just a bad offense. And it could vary week to week. And unfortunately, I think the Bears are in that category. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is teed up at Landsberg Golf Club, one of seven golf courses on the Florida Golf Trail. Another course on the Florida Golf Trail is Northdale Golf Club. And a gentleman by the name of Todd Woodass reached out to me a while back and said, basically, this was Todd talking. I know that you play and support in a lot of golf tournaments in the area. We have a golf tournament for some youth baseball. They're trying to raise some money to take some kids to Cooperstown, New York next summer. And anything you could do would be great. The Florida Golf Trail is putting me and a team in this tournament. So they've got about 80 players, but they've got room for more. So if you're interested in supporting a youth baseball charity event at one of the Florida Golf Trail properties, this will be at Northdale next Sunday, June 4th. It's an afternoon shotgun. They're going to serve food afterwards. If you're interested in playing as a single, a twosome, or putting a foursome together, it's $100 per player. This is not a Todd Wright Tour event. They reached out to me and just said, hey, can you get involved? And I reached out to the Florida Golf Trail and said, let's get involved. If you'd like to get involved, play golf that day, help send some kids next summer to Cooperstown, New York, some local Tampa Bay area young baseball players, email me, and I will put you in touch with Todd Woodass and Mr. Vargo, who run this particular charity golf event. Again, it's Sunday, June 4th at Northdale Golfers Club. Here's a secret. One of my teammates that day will be former Rays pitcher Andy Sonnenstein. I figure the kids will love having a former major leaguer in their presence at their golf tournament. That's a secret between you and I. Email me, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. If you think you can put a team together, play some golf, and help send these kids to Cooperstown next summer, let's do it. All right? ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Again, their charity event for youth baseball to raise money to go to Cooperstown next summer is June 4th at Northdale Golf Club. Email me if you want more info, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Nice people. Let's help these kids get to Cooperstown next year. All right, that does it for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Talk to you next time.